Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Finally Quit Porn podcast. My name is Thomas Molyneux, your host, and in today's episode, I'll be sharing a bit more about my personal experience and a bit more about what's been working for me lately. So basically, I put on the Brain Buddy app. This is an app designed to try and help people quit porn. I just posted on there recently a little bit about the podcast and asked if anyone's listening, what do they think? And I had a few replies, and I think the consensus was, yes, pretty good, but, you know, we could do with a bit more practical advice and a bit more of the solutions and the problems, because I feel like some of the recent episodes have been focusing a bit more on, like, what doesn't work, and really we need to shift our attention to what does work. The other thing that I received was, you know, it'd be good to have a bit more vulnerability and just honesty, I suppose, and, you know, I totally get that. I agree. I think if I was listening to this podcast, I'd definitely feel the same, so... yeah, thanks for that feedback. I do appreciate it. And I'm the kind of guy who will always be open and receptive to feedback. I'm not going to be offended, because at the end of the day, the point of this podcast is to help people, because chances are, if you're listening to this, I've been in the exact same boat as you in the past. And so I'm really doing this podcast for people like myself, ambitious men who want to quit porn and want to be free. It's pretty simple. So anyway, what we're going to talk about then is, I'll start off by just sharing kind of what's gone on for me then over the last maybe the last 6 or 7 months. It's been an interesting one. So I was super, super excited last year to launch an online course helping people quit porn. And I'd managed to get to 150 days. So that was my longest streak. I've done 90-day streaks probably 3 or 4 times, but this was my longest one, 153 days. And I'd been recording and I'd been so, so focused on like getting this course out. So to be honest, pretty obsessed really. And I was really, really passionate about it. But I think as time like went on, I was kind of losing my excitement when I was creating this course. And I didn't feel so good actually. And I was kind of just focusing on quitting porn, that I actually had a relapse. And so that was literally halfway through recording. Not like halfway through a video, that'd be kind of sus. But like, I was recording one day and I did about 9 or 10 hours in the office just recording videos, because that's the thing is, with creating content, it does take up a lot of time. And so I was recording a lot. And then the next day, I had a relapse and I went back in the office. I was like, well, you know what, the system, the process, yeah, it works. And that's something that you would have heard me talk about before. It's like, find a system that works. It's nothing to do with you. And let's like let go of shame. Let's let go of any sort of doubt. Let's just kind of have a system, stick with it, and then quit for good, right? That's kind of been my approach. Because to be honest, a lot of people can get caught up in their own mind thinking there's something wrong with them or something like that. And that can be a horrible place to be, full of shame and feelings of failure. And that's where I've been so many times before. So anyway, I go back in the office, day two of recording, and I'd had a relapse. So I recorded the second half of that course, posted it, but very, very half-heartedly. I didn't really expect anyone to sign up, and I didn't really try and sell that course very much. I'd like done all of this work. I actually worked on that course for probably between 6 and 12 months. So many, many hours. You know, all the video recording, all the editing and all the planning, all of that, a lot of effort had gone into that course. And the ironic thing is that course was very good in some places, because I talked about internal family systems. I talked about meditation. I talked about becoming more disciplined. And so there's a lot of value in that course. But yeah, the ironic thing is that course would not help somebody quit porn. And I hold my hands up and admit that. And, you know, that's just a failure on my part. I'm human. I honestly at the time thought that course would help people. I believed in it. The only reason I had that relapse back then was because, well, there's two reasons actually. The first reason is I hadn't been doing all the things that I talked about in the course. So I hadn't actually been following the system, the process within that course that had worked for me. So I hadn't been meditating and journaling and keeping up with the good habits, which I preached so much about. And then the second reason is I hadn't tapped into the actual neural pathways and found a really precise, specific way of dealing with the urges. So yeah, that course wasn't great. And I probably sold it to maybe about 5 people in the end. So only for like £10 each. So yeah, really, really low price. I dropped my price because I wasn't that confident in it, I think is the truth, because I'd had a relapse, right? So yeah, feeling pretty terrible about that, because I basically wasted like six, not wasted, but I'd spent 6 to 12 months building something that essentially didn't work. It was too conditional. It was too focused on self-development. And although I love self-development and I think it's really, really great to get into this, it's not going to help you quit porn, because quitting porn is about tapping into the addicted neural pathways, and that's a separate issue. Now, if you've listened to this podcast recently, you're probably thinking, look, stop banging on about these neural pathways. Like, that's not very helpful. Actually tell us, well, how do you quit then? Like, how do you tap into these neural pathways? And there's content out there by other people who will probably say, oh yeah, just feel the urge, really get into your body, sort of use somatic healing kind of techniques. I really, really disagree now with that content. I used to love that shit as well. I used to be like, oh yeah, let's really deal with this urge with the neural pathways and, you know, feel my body and I'll overcome it. But just never worked for me. Like, I don't think tapping into your body, like feeling sensations, is particularly useful when you're dealing with an addicted mind, because it is an addicted mind. It's not an addicted body. And so it all starts with our thoughts, and the thoughts can be very, very irrational. And so that's what Mary has helped me overcome, is the junky thinking. The junky thinking it's crazy, basically. It's basically any single excuse or rationalization that would lead to a relapse. And these can be so, so deceptive and so hard to sort of see the truth behind. Like, the certain thoughts that can be like, oh yeah, well, you know, if I have a relapse now, I'm going to be really motivated tomorrow and then I'll never look again. Or like one peep, you know, they're the sort of classic ones, is, oh, I'll just look for like 1 second. I'm not going to actually have a relapse. Or, oh, having a look for 2 minutes and then stopping myself is good because it increases testosterone. I don't know. There's some crazy ways that people convince themselves they're not having a relapse. Even being on like dating apps and just like scrolling through a load of girls and like being like, oh no, I'm trying to find like a real relationship. But really, you're just on there for the dopamine hits of seeing all these different girls. I mean, these are just things I've said to myself before. And the list is countless. You know, there's probably over 500 different thoughts I've had to convince myself it's okay to relapse. And so Mary just helped me see the light in those junky thoughts. So that's one big part of her program. Another big part is deprivation thinking. It's about basically realizing that you do have a choice. Let's say you're at like a meal and you're with all your friends and everybody around you is eating a meal and they're really enjoying their food and you're really, really hungry, and someone says to you, you can't eat, you're not allowed to eat. And like, how would you feel? But this is what 99% of content out there is about. It's about you can't look at porn. So what we're doing is giving people the choice. And the truth is, you can look at porn. That's always an option for you. What you resist persists. And so if you think in your mind you can't do something, you're going to want to do it more. Whereas if you realize that actually I can look at porn, it's just I don't want to look at porn, then you really feel a lot more empowered. And it's just a different sort of feeling to have. It's a different thought to have, which creates a different feeling, and you no longer feel deprived. And so you just feel free, and you just are free. It's such a better way to deal with this problem. And then how do you actually, like, in that moment then deal with the urge? Like, what is this script that I keep on talking about? And I can't give it all away. Obviously I can't, because it is Mary's intellectual property. And I really, really want to work with Mary. I want to bring the Beyond Compulsion method to more people in this space of quitting porn. And I know that this method will help people quit, because I've never heard of this before. And yeah, I'm only on 38 days, so it's not like a long sample size. But since actually printing off my scripts and using it when I have urges, I've had zero relapses. And I've never felt more clear in my life. And I've never had less conditions. I've never had like less restrictions in my life on like what I can and can't do. I really do feel free to lay in my bed and go on my phone, or go in the bathroom on my phone, or go and drink alcohol if I want. And I can basically do anything and not feel like, oh, that may trigger a urge, and then that urge is going to lead to a relapse. Because I don't care if I have an urge or not anymore. It doesn't matter to me because I know I can deal with the urge. And how do I do that then? So yeah, there's this script. The first parts of this script are really about dealing with the sort of deprivation thinking. And so there's one line in here actually that says, your choice is between temporary discomfort and long-term benefits or temporary relief and long-term suffering. That partly sums up the sort of the script as a whole, but then it gets really, really specific to me personally. And it helps me realize that like this is a pretty critical decision to make because I can either refuse to face this addiction and I can continue feeling weak, drained, tired, disconnected, exhausted, like a failure, you know, stuck in shame and be stuck in my own head and just being stuck in this porn hell cycle forever. I can choose that if I want. That's an option for me. The other option though is to accept the pain and the temporary discomfort, the sensations of urges. And instead, I can actually use it as an opportunity to rewire my brain and then become shame-free, become living with full confidence, become just aware of what's going on in my mind and productive and create great things and energetic and full of life and just wanting to embrace this magical opportunity, which we call life. You know, that's the other option. And so there's two choices. It's a list. It's an option. That's what this script is about. There's a few other things in this script. There's a lot more of a junky thinking to learn. There's a lot more on deprivation thinking to learn. And so I really, really hope, Mary, if you're listening, that you don't mind me sharing this. I'm not giving away too much of your program. And yeah, if you do want to learn more, then just drop me a message. You know, I want to be honest. I want to help people. I've been where you are if you're listening to this. And to be truly, deeply free and have this permanent freedom in your life, it has to be a choice. You have to have a specific way of dealing with urges and you have to learn to see the junky thinking for what it is, irrational lies that are trying to keep you stuck in a bad habit, which is destroying your life. It's that simple. In my opinion, as I say, only on 38 days, but I've been on this journey 8 or 9 years. I've never come across anything anywhere near as good as this. The closest thing I would say is probably the easy peasy method, but it's nowhere near practical enough. And I think a lot of that method sort of just waffles on and tries to get you hyped up and it doesn't actually give you the real solutions required. I don't think the somatic healing stuff works because this is about changing your thoughts, not your feelings. And we can't really change how we feel until we actually get the prefrontal cortex, the rational part of the brain, back engaged so it can make a proper choice. And so I really do like believe and trust in this beyond compulsion method. But I mean, as I say, I'm only 38 days in. I'm really excited to sort of explore and see if it does work longer term. So I'll keep you updated. Maybe I'll do monthly updates on my own personal journey, if that's what people want to hear. So I can like kind of say, have I had a relapse? Have I not? And I'll be honest throughout. I've always been really honest about my own journey on here. I would like to think anyway. I mean, I don't know any other sort of podcast hosts who talk about quitting something but will admit when they also are having relapses. So I want to continue to be that guy who just is 100% honest with you, and I'm really open to feedback. I do mean that. You know, if you say I want to hear this, I want to hear that, I'll be honest, like, can I share that, can I not? And most of the time I will be able to share it. And if you want to hear more stories or hear more about junky thinking, because I think that's really, really key, then that's something we can definitely do as well. I want this podcast to be based on what people want to listen to. What is it that's helping you most? So yeah, get in touch with me. Molyneux_Thomas on Instagram. We're on Discord. I have like a private community on there with some really great guys. I'm also on, well, I have a website. So thomasmolyneux.com if you want to get in touch. If you want to learn more about Mary, go to beyondcompulsion.com. I think there's some of the main places you can find me. Or drop me an email, tom@finallyquitporn.com as well. So yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. And I'll also be on the Brain Buddy app. I sort of comment and post on there quite a lot. So yeah, I really hope this podcast helps. I hope it's a bit more honest. I hope it gives you a bit more value and a bit more like practical help in terms of this script. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Let's do this.